Welcome back to The Takeaway. Todd Zwillick with you today. For people living in the Mexican state of Guerrero, just southwest of Mexico City, drug trafficking, murder, kidnapping, police assassinations, they've all become part of daily life. Earlier this year, a mayoral candidate was shot and beheaded after vowing to take on a drug cartel. But one woman, Nestora Salgado, who's an American citizen living in Olinala, Mexico, decided to take on the cartels. She commanded a community police force to arrest suspected drug traffickers and corrupt government officials. 2 years ago, she was arrested by Mexican authorities.
So she's facing a range of charges from kidnapping to homicide charges. And you see this a lot. It's part of the modus operandi of the Mexican government when they're faced with civil rights leaders of civil society who are threatening to them.
That's Salgado's attorney, Tom Antkowiak, speaking to Liz Jones, a reporter for KUOW in Seattle, who's been covering the story. She says that Mexican officials could soon be forced to respond to the case.
Nestora Salgado is a woman who has lived in the suburbs of Seattle for more than 20 years. She came here as a young mother, raised three daughters here, worked three jobs, and was going back to her home village in the state of Guerrero, Mexico, to a town called Olinala. She began returning there more frequently to help families there with clothing, toys, just kind of help bring up a community that's lived in a lot of poverty where she came from. Her husband here says she loves Olinala, and she was witnessing increased violence in her hometown, a monopoly run by drug cartels. And after living in the U.S. for so long and seeing opportunity and the life that people had here, it became difficult for her to stand by and not see those same kinds of opportunities in Mexico and wanting to do something more and more about it.
Is she just a vigilante? Is she much more than that? How does she sort of fit into the culture of the drug war in Mexico and people's resistance to it?
She really helped start this community police force in her hometown of Olinala. And these police forces have been a long tradition in the state of Guerrero. The state does recognize them as legal, and under Mexican law, their indigenous communities are allowed to set up their own criminal justice systems and police forces. She was targeting police corruption, drug violence, and as you mentioned, she did make some arrests that some people believe just crossed the line and went too far. There is some fierce debate about the parameters of these community police forces. And Salgado, she arrested three teenage girls who were accused of dealing drugs. She then arrested a local official. And that's where some people say that she went too far, that she was detaining these individuals when she should have been turning them over to the state police. The group, the community police forces, say every time they did that, they turned the people over to the police. They were just set free. So they were kind of taking things a level higher.
Now, you spoke to Nestora Salgado's husband, Jose Luis Avila. Let's listen to him.
It is painful. It is really painful for me, you know, seeing a totally innocent person in prison, and especially when it's my wife, you know, but I mean, if you see the history in Mexico, it has been going on for many years. You know, we have so many people. The government has three options for you when you're an activist. They can bribe you, they can kill you, or they can send you to prison.
Now, Liz, this is an American citizen. Is the State Department involved? And where does this case fit into the complex relationship between the United States and Mexico and the drug war?
The U.S. State Department is certainly aware of Nestora Salgado's case. We've had a few Congress members here from the state of Washington trying to push on this. She is fighting her case on two different fronts. One is the criminal charges. The other is a case of human rights, and that's where the Inter-American Commission on Human Rights comes in. Meetings seem to have intensified recently. All parties gathered, Mexican federal officials gathered, as well as her attorneys and U.S. officials gathered in Washington, D.C. a couple weeks back to strategize on her case, and they're expecting a response from the Mexican government any day now.
Liz Jones, reporter for KUOW. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Todd.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.